You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We have a country expert in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been in the business for a long time. And I figured I have a lot of questions about new country because I'm kind of an old country guy. Johnny Cash, yeah. Charlie Daniels, Hank Williams Jr.
Merle Haggard.
A little bit. Yeah, I'm not mad. Waylon Jennings.
A little bit.
Yeah. I'm not mad.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not mad at him.
He is the guy.
Okay.
He's the man.
So I figured since, you know, there's big stories that hit in country and let know of country artists that we could bring you in here so we can hit the big stories of country music right now and educate a little bit. Mainly for me, too.
Yeah, you need to be educated for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Academy of Country Music Awards are coming up. If you like an education in today's country music, on March 7th, watch the ACM Awards from Allegiant Field in Las Vegas. It's going to be hosted by
Gabby
Barrett.
That's already too many information for
me.
I'll remind him the day of.
I don't know.
I'll send you. Hey, listen, I'll send you an email.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you can
please,
keep track
because
of this.
I check my email a lot.
But
you never check it. You're worse than the Ginge.
I know that because I have sent him emails and I can see they're unread.
I usually tell him most things.
5 years ago, they're unread. And I've only been here 3 years, so.
Yeah, okay. And Foch at Country Music Awards, they actually perform like with real instruments and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Do they still play washboards?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Sure.
They do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. Seriously. Do they play spoons?
You cannot.
I don't think I've seen spoons.
I love spoons. That's my jam. Woodblocks.
Grand Old Opry, they may use.
I love Grand Old Opry. All right, so what's going on in country music right now?
Big news last week, Florida Georgia Line announced that they're taking a break. They said, we're not going our separate ways, we're taking a break from recording our music. You're not going to hear new music from them for a long time, right?
You know, those two guys are about as polar opposite when it comes to political views, and I think they've had some fine discussions over the last year or two over COVID and everything else, but they have their own musical interests. I want to say is Brian went and did kind of a Caribbean themed or beach themed country album. It's pretty good if you want to check it out.
I don't. Thank you.
That's
though.
Okay. Not a problem.
You know what he listens to in the car? You would be just like amazed.
Well, if you told me Christian music, fall off my chair here.
No, it's not that.
Yes.
So why are they taking a break? Because they have different political views?
Is it
to spend more time together?
The two of them?
The two of them?
Aren't they intimate together?
I think both of their wives would like to have that.
Oh, they do have wives.
Yes,
I didn't
they
know.
They are married.
They look
very metro. Are you going?
They look very metro. Like they don't look like they have bedazzled jeans and they shave their arms and they're very Florida Georgia Line, right?
You know,
those two guys, don't they? Maybe they want to go in a cabin for a while.
Oh my God.
When I was asked to become a part of this, I did it because of Chelsea.
I believe that.
Out of extreme sympathy that she has to come in here every morning and spend this much time with you.
It's so true. Thanks, Tom. It's hard.
These are just questions. I don't know. I figured they were together. I don't know.
You're throwing out speculation. It has no
grounds. Well, sure. That's good. Then you clear it up. I thought for sure, once I've seen Florida Georgia Line and listened to their music, that they were together. They're so fashionable.
They are together as a group, as a duo.
I mean, they can
otherwise.
Are they going to take time out so they can discuss if they're going to kiss on stage?
Oh my gosh.
Can you just stop? Stop it.
Okay. So Florida Georgia Line is taking a break.
Yes.
Not because they want to spend more time together, because a lot of people will take breaks because they want to spend some intimate time with their partner. It's they want to shop more. They want to do a Florida party.
Would you?
At the line near Georgia.
Okay. Tom, you can throw things at him. People do.
Can I just tell him to shut up?
Yeah.
All right.
He needs to be told that sometimes.
Hey, Foch. Guys are taking time apart to pursue their individual interests and spend time with their families, which includes their wife.
Please stop.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.